The report, The Economic Benefits of Bristol Bay, attempts to quantify what it would cost to replace subsistence salmon with other protein sources from stores in the region. Bristol Bay subsistence fishers caught over 500,000 pounds of salmon in 2017, according to the latest data available. The research group estimates that it would cost $5 to $10 million to replace that catch with other sources of protein. Rebecca Braun is one of the researchers who worked on the report.
Because the world speaks in dollars, we tried to sort of translate the subsistence harvest into dollars. And it's kind of an inherently impossible exercise because subsistence values go so far beyond economics.
Braun and her colleagues recorded meat prices from six different stores. They found that meats like chicken and ground beef are about $6 a pound, and steak was projected as high as $18 a pound. Two of those stores also sell salmon. One imports farmed salmon for $17 a pound, and another offers smoked Alaska salmon for $25.
We did call a bunch of grocery stores, and it was funny when we would ask, you know, what would it cost to buy salmon at your store, local Alaska wild salmon, and they almost laughed, like, why would anyone do that? You know, because, of course, people catch their own out there. But we discovered it would be quite difficult to replace it.
More than 750 residents in Bristol Bay reported a subsistence harvest in 2017. Artist Abayu Moore lives in Aleknagik, a small community north of Dillingham. She grew up in the region and participates in the subsistence fishery each summer.
Yeah, I've done it, I think, for 5 years now as the head of my smokehouse. Well, my mom helped me out for the first few years. I've put a net out in Aleknagik. I've gone down the Wood River a little bit. And then I work with my friend Susie a lot and her site actually down on Scandinavian.
Moore agrees that the value of subsistence fishing goes beyond protein replacement and dollar figures. She says it's a generational practice and provides a mental getaway from daily stress.
It shares a little bit of the values that we have here as Indigenous people. And that there isn't just one economy out there. You know, we have our spiritual economy and our emotional economy. And those are the returns and gains that we're looking for when we're subsisting, is practicing our humble beginnings and sort of connecting with our ancestors through that emotional and spiritual space.
Outside of Bristol Bay, Alaskans harvested almost a quarter of the subsistence catch in the region. Half of those were residents in Anchorage, and the remainder from communities across the state. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.